AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Stop the show!
Already?
Stop the show!
What happened?
As we've been sitting here celebrating the Angels drunkenly, like the 12 tribes of Israel below the mountain when Moses went up there.
That guy went up there and talked to that other guy.
Talked to God.
Hey, had that conversation.
And he came back down and he saw that they were naked and in a terrible state. Horrible. While we've been talking and commiserating and celebrating Mike Trout, we forgot who butters our bread. The Dodgers.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Well, but this news is terrible. We're trying to celebrate. It's Leprechauno. That's not part of the holiday. You don't show up and say, hey, share the worst news you possibly can to kick off the holiday.
Attack me if you want. But
everyone's going to party.
We're your Dodger station, and we must
keep it from the people. Hide it from them.
Can't do it. That's like death in Venice. He wants to hide the plague.
I do.
He's bad. That's bad.
It'll kill everyone.
Hey, that's really bad.
And I'll escape. First train out. I'm on it.
The government wants to hide the plane. The plague. Clayton Kershaw has been put on the injured list. He'll start the season there. Clayton Kershaw, confirmed by Dave Roberts, has been put on the injured list.
So much for increased intensity in a bullpen session.
And he will start the season there.
He's throwing fastballs, man, and they are BBs.
And this goes back to the long-known Petros and Money Show adage, whether it's Kobe's Achilles or LeBron's hip or Lonzo Ball's ankle or Clayton Kershaw's back/shoulder boulder.
The only exception has been Peyton Manning's neck, prophesied to have fallen off by Pat O'Brien.
But whenever anybody says, wow, this guy's way ahead of schedule.
Doesn't happen.
It's never true. It's always a lie put out by the lying agent. The lying, smarmy, slithering moccasin of an agent. It doesn't mean anything. So the whole, well, this guy's doing way better, this and that, it's usually a lie. Now, the Kershaw stuff, it was all Dave Roberts saying it, and I guess he was having an intense bullpen or not. David Basset will have all the latest.
So we just got more breaking news, P, from Pedro Moro, who I believe covers the Dodgers for The Athletic. He writes, Kershaw will face hitters tomorrow. He will not pitch in the freeway series. And that will then allow the Dodgers to backdate his injured list stint in case he's fine and he can return sooner.
If Kershaw was fine, he'd be starting opening day. Hiding the plague. Telling you about the danger of the coming plague.
Chicken Little. All right, everybody, don't leave your house. Don't you dare go outside. Stay inside where you're safe and protected.
You're right, Matt. He's healthy.
He's fine.
Oh, he's doing fine.
He's
you're right.
Totally fine.
There's nothing to see here,
There's
guys.
No history of him being injured.
He's never had a back
never.
Surgery.
He's been fine. Shoulders
this
fine.
Is going to be great.
Arms fine. Back
oh,
fine.
We're going to win 30 games.
Why can't you spin things positive on Leprechauno, for God's sakes? Come on. This one day of the year. It's our holiday. Put on a happy face.
Don't give me a Goonies speech about Kershaw.
This is our
back.
Holiday. Out there, it's their Tuesday.
I want to see
But Bueller. In here, it's our Leprechauno.
I want to see Bueller succeed.
He's hurt, too.
No, he's just behind.
He's hurt, too.
Don't you listen to what they say?
He's not going to start opening day either.
Well,
they tried to hide that plague from us as well. They said he was fine and he was just resting because of the increased inning count last year. That
well, whose side are you on here?
Was misleading.
What side of the plague are you on?
You know what side I'm on. I'm on both sides. I'm a hypocrite.
As always.
That's what I do.
I am rooting for
Come on.
Ross Stripling to be the opening day
that
starter.
That will never happen.
Old Chicken Strip.
It will be Mr. Blister, the Bishop, Rich Hill.
That's right.
Dear friend of the show, one of our absolute all-time favorites. Bert, somebody's stealing the PA. It's walking out of El Torito.
No, she's with us. No, she's with
it's
us.
It's over.
She's not. Finally, we got our own PA.
They're taking it. Someone's going to be a little DJ.
Finally, we got our own PA. Okay, so the news is Kershaw's fine, but he's starting the season on the injured reserve.
But they may backdate it.
Yes, of
so
course.
He could end up starting in that opening series if, in fact, it don't.
He's fine.
Unbelievable.
Well, if he was fine, he'd be starting opening day.
That guy is so good to this show. And for you.
Kershaw?
Yeah, when we're broadcasting live at Dodger Stadium, he gives us mean mugs all the time when he's down there and we're interrupting his bullpen session. He's come on at least once over the 10 years he's been with the Dodgers.
You ever see a guy like break his leg and get up and try to walk it off and tell everybody he's fine? That's this. If he was fine, he'd be keeping his opening day streak going, which means so much to him,
or
as has been well documented on this show.
Maybe he's finally matured to a point to recognize individual accomplishments like self-streaks on opening day are not important. A World Series championship is most important. He needs that extra week, P.
Well, next
he's
time.
He's finally recognized it.
Next time we get he's celebrating an angel, I shudder to think what might happen from the Dodger gods. It might Justin Turner's beard might fall off.
Don't
or something.
You put that kind of pressure on him.
just get a beard balding.
He's got good extension.
It'd be terrible. All I'm saying is if Kershaw was okay.
Please don't say anything about Justin Turner getting hurt. It was right around this time a year ago, late in spring training, right before the freeway series, that we all know what happens to his wrist.
He joined the show that very day. We told him, how come you never get hurt? You're like an Iron Man.
And
then a fastball blew his wrist into 1,000 pieces.
Corrections and retractions, it was a speedball.
Well,
it was a speedball.
As you know, his wrist was, the worst for wear and tear after having talked to us. Connection? No.
Not at all.
Not
in the least.
Is there a connection between Kershaw not starting opening day and also starting the season on the injured reserve? I'd say perhaps, maybe, yeah.
No connection. Now, what there is a connection to is the Angels recognizing the Petros and Money Show rarely comes to the city of Orange.
We don't.
So they wanted to make this news came out the day that we were going to be doing our live remote here at the El Torito off the city drive in the 22 so we could celebrate accordingly and they would get their shine along with this fine outlet of El Torito in the greater Orange County area.
I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
Is it, Kate?
Matt mentioned the backdating of the injured list. If they're able to do that, the soonest he'd be able to come off the the IL now is April 4th. So he would miss the first homestand against the Diamondbacks and the Giants. First available then to pitch the opening road trip against the Rockies and Cardinals.
See, that's what you want. That's what you want.
All is well.
You want to save him because, look, they're going to pack Dodger Stadium. They're interested in road attendance numbers. That's what they want.
You're right.
Debut of Kershaw up their road attendance average.
How could I not have thought of road attendance?
It's all marketing dollars these days,
God.
P.
Yeah, you
it's
know
all
what?
Marketing dollars.
El oro es mío.
El oro es mío.
That road attendance gold is mine. Hey, who here thinks Kershaw's okay? Show of hands.
That's right, CP. They don't want to be negative like you. These people are positive. Well, it's Leprechauno.
That's like the representation of the Green Party. They got nothing. You got like five people. Who here thinks Kershaw needs a backiotomy? Whole back's got to go. Doctors say.
Yeah, the guy that has a shirt on that says fake news. That's who your support is.
What
the guy's
about
got things as fake news.
Also, the guy's shirt.
You're fake news.
The guy's shirt that says support me while I'm alive. Don't wait till I'm dead.
That's right.
That guy raised his hand, too. Support Kershaw while his back still works, not when it falls off and doctors say he needs a backiotomy.
Not even opening day, and you're already doing this.
He's missing two series.
So what? Big deal. Come on. He missed 2 months last year, and they still made it to the World Series. Spin it positive.
He's never started the season
Leprechauno.
Like this. Except for the last time they went to Australia, and his back fell off on the chair.
And that was...
You want him out? Trade him with LeBron. That's what I say.
Boom up.
Trade them both to Texas.
Let's
start the show.
No one has supported the local teams less. How can you do that to Kershaw? How can you do it, man?
I'll trade everybody.
Yeah, you will.
I'll trade Joe Namath from the Jets. I don't care.
Actually.
Can we start the show, please?
No, we can't. God forbid.
Thank you, Dad. See some vultures hanging around your chair, Pop. People think you're not too long.
Hovering.
Not too long for that chair. That
Gonzo's there to catch him.
The original is unfaithful to the translation.
Petros and Money, live on location. Come see us. We are here for another 2 hours, 10 minutes. About 6:25 will be off. Adam Auslin going to have pregame Clippers v. Pacers tonight at Staples Center. They try to extend their win streak to 3. The Dodgers' next spring training game will be on tomorrow. I'm sure they'll be speaking positively about the latest developments surrounding Clayton Kershaw's injury.
I have concern.
He has matured. In years past, he would have said, I'm good, Doc. Put me out there on that bump. Let's make it 9 in a row. But he recognized his limitations and the greater good means get that extra week of rest. Tomorrow, the Dodgers v. Cubs. David Vasse will join us at the back end of the 5 o'clock hour for that breaking news, along with Walker Buehler also not being available for opening day. Perhaps clarity on which pitcher will, in fact, take the ball the afternoon that we are out at Dodger Stadium from 9 to noon to celebrate opening day. I believe that is 2 weeks from Thursday.
Yes.
Is when we will be out at Dodger Stadium for opening day once again.
Now, Matt, we have some big-time giveaways on this Leprechauno. Jeez, that doorbell.
We are trying to get a rhythm.
Corrections and retractions. Opening day is next Thursday, guys, not in 2 weeks.
Next Thursday.
Is it really?
Matt just looked at his watch.
Already?
The 28th?
The 28th of March.
Like he missed a subway, Matt.
No, I looked at the date. I was like, it's the 19th. Opening day is the 28th. My mistake. So 1 week from Thursday.
1 week from Thursday, we will be at Dodger Stadium. Is that cool, Cates? Are you all right?
All
good.
Good
corrections and retractions.
All right, can we
Because you know what? We'd have nobody at Dodger Stadium for opening day.
You're right. No one would come.
No one would have showed up.
You got it wrong. That exonerates.
Hey, I heard it on Pedros and Money. There are a bunch of drunks behind him on Leprechauno.
That does
It's 2 weeks from now.
Not okay to be wrong. All right, let's do it, guys. Let's play some Spanish music so we can talk about our giveaways, or the Irish music so we can talk about our giveaways, or the banda music so we can talk about our giveaways.
They all work.
Yeah, they really do.
Just as long as it's not that Irish/metal band that sings in Spanish that someone sent us the link for on Twitter. Was kind of like the...
It was bad.
Yeah, it was like Drowning Pool, only they were singing in Spanish with a fiddle behind them. Did not work. Did not work.
It's Two Out of Mono Tuesday on PMS, Matt. Live at El Torito in Orange. 3520 the City Way. Is there any room here?
But you know what? I love that our listeners band together.
They always
they
do.
They are sharing tables. They're sharing booths.
They rub
sharing
nipples.
Space at the bar. It's wonderful to see.
Back in the belly. The first 50 to show up, and they have been given away, got Dodger, Angel tickets. Courtesy. They're going to see Mike Trout. How much are they going to see Kershaw?
I'm not going to hit it. No, I'm not going to encourage that type of behavior. We're a positive show.
Yeah, we sure are.
You said it on January 2nd.
Yeah.
We're going to be positive in 2019.
Changed it on the
Let's
third.
Set the tone. You said that at 3. No, so, we were still on at 2 then. You said it at 2. It was over by 2:15.
2:45.
Yeah, 15.
So thank you to Barry for giving away 50 pairs of tickets. And a big thank you to our dear friends at Westinghouse because we're giving away a 50-inch TV as well. The great El Torito's been serving California for 65 years, started out with Larry Cano in the great city of Encino. And I'll tell you what, the reason you know Mexican food in Southern California, the reason your grandmother knows it, is because of El Torito and the great Larry Cano.
What did they used to call them? Tacos.
Tacos.
Let me get some of them near tickles.
Fajitas. Give me some of those sizzling fajitas.
You see, I want one of them there things where the meat's in between that thing there. It's called a taco, I believe. All right.
Happy hour starts at 3 every day only at El Torito. Let's get a cracker with the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
You know, today's number, and Matt, this is you're not going to be happy about this because, you know, there are some things to archive. Well, they're really not that fun. You know, you look in somebody's past and you learn something. You know, maybe they tweeted something offensive when they were 12 or something like that. Outrage archaeologists is what people call those people that look back in somebody's history. But sometimes...
I don't like those people.
Yeah, nobody likes an outrage archaeologist. But sometimes a little bit of archaeology works out and we find fun things and things that are exciting. Like... In 2010, the Petros and Money Show in March, this very time of year, 9 years ago, interviewed Mike Socia, and we asked him about a prospect named Mike Trout in his Angels organization. And we used to have that soundbite.
Oh, I thought you were going to say we had it. I was going to say, that's BC.
We used to have it. We used to play it all the time. Socia goes on to compare Mike Trout, who's never worn a major league uniform yet, to Mickey Mantle.
Which managers will never do.
No, and that came out of the mouth of Mike Socia, who's not an overly complimentary or overly sellable guy. It was a seminal moment in the Petros and Money Show's history, and we archived that and kept it safe until today, when Cates went to the bank and opened the safety deposit box and... It was gone. our Mike Trout, Mickey Mantle comparison from, yeah, you have, you're covering your mouth in shock, sir. I feel the same way. I also feel.
Oh, he's leaving?
Oh, don't leave.
He's out.
Come on.
It's over. Here, I'll bribe you with a towel, sir.
It's okay to be emotional.
Please stay.
We're all emotional about this. I wanted to play it for you guys. But the point is, it's gone. Conspiracy theories are many. One is that Roger Lodge stole it for the Angel Station and dubbed his voice in. Another is that Vasse's friend, that old guy that does the Angels pre-half and post or whatever, even though they don't have halftime.
Oh, old guy Magoo.
Old guy Magoo.
He took it.
Might have come up and stole it under the guise of trying to hang out with Dave. Like, hey, Dave, show me where they are. Oh, they're right over there. I'm going to go over to the bathroom. You know, I mean, but where did it go? Cates, go ahead. Can you answer? Did you find it?
I did not find it, guys. It's gone.
We even went back into the CDs, into the CD books of archives.
2011
gone.
Is gone.
We've played
I cannot
it before.
Find it anywhere.
We've played it multiple times. Maybe not in a few years, but I mean,
odd.
How could we have lost that? That was gold.
I cannot find it. It's not my fault.
On Leprechauno,
hey,
somebody stole our gold.
Cates, did you try searching under Socha Trout Mantle? Did you try that?
I tried Mike.
Okay.
I tried Socha.
Just sure.
I tried all those keywords.
Just making
nothing.
Sure. Nothing, huh? You tried that, huh? You tried Socha Trout Mantle?
We got nothing.
All right.
How terrible is that?
That's terrible. It's like losing photos, man. You put them in a cloud, and next thing you know, the cloud's gone.
But that's even worse.
It's
Al Capone's vault opens up, and
it's
there's
like
crickets.
Well, you saw MySpace
there's nothing
lost
in there.
13 million songs.
What happened?
MySpace
lost all the music.
Yeah, that's gone. Same thing.
Nobody noticed because nobody goes there.
That was the only place you were going to be able to hear Maddie Leinart to Desperado.
It's gone.
That's where it lived.
That's one of the songs.
Oh, son of a bitch. You're never going to get that one back.
No, no. And you're never going to get Mike Socha saying Mickey Mantle and Mike Trout are the same before the guy put on a Major League uniform.
Unbelievable.
Ever again on the Petras and Money Show, even though it was said out of Socha's mouth and we played it before, it is gone. And who do you blame? David Vasse for never archiving anything when we first did the show and not understanding that we would be on for more than a decade at least and have a thriving show that people will come to a Mexican restaurant with a bar
with
and
a bar.
Watch.
That might have been the only thing of note that survived BC.
Yeah, and now it's dead.
It's gone.
Where did it go?
No record. Hey, Ryan, when the executives are talking to you, make sure you lie and embellish and just say flattering things about us. Okay?
Yeah,
that's very important. I get the sense these are the big wigs. So, please.
We love it.
Whatever. He's just a listener. He's just a casual listener giving you an honest opinion of this show and the type of impact we have in the greater Los Angeles area.
Matt's got the word of the day. So I wanted to play it, Matt, but
that's
it doesn't exist.
It's weird.
Sorry.
Word of the day is cult, as in cult of McVay. P, we have a new attendee, a new subscriber to the cult of Sean McVay.
Bortles?
Blake Bortles has decided, and rumors are that Blake Bortles had some teams sniffing around that were going to offer him
starter money?
An open competition in training camp to come in and play for their club instead. And I'm not saying that he's going to be taking Jared Goff's job. If that were the case, no way his agent, who also reps Goff, would allow him to come to L.A. Bortles is looking to shed, and this is smart on his part, the negative connotation associated with him right now. Two seasons ago, he was in place to knock off the Patriots in New England in the AFC Championship and go to the Super Bowl and take on the Eagles. Instead, his coach decided to start taking on the clock instead of taking on the Patriots and doing what they were doing, and he was having himself a nice game. Since then, he has not been good. He had a bad season last year.
He's been embattled throughout his career, kind of.
You get drafted ahead of Khalil Mack, and you're going to find yourself embattled, likely, throughout your career. Now, in the case of Blake, he's not terrible. He's had decent seasons. He threw for nearly 5,000 yards and 35 touchdowns in 2015. It just so happens that he's coming off a bad season. My guess is here, P, going to get some of that McVay shine, play in some preseason games, see if he can show, look, this wasn't about me. This is about Jacksonville. And maybe the Rams cash it in with a little bit of equity and get a draft pick at the end of training camp if he proves to be.
Clipboard Jesus.
He could be the guy. You know, look, it worked out for a quarterback coach, an assistant quarterback coach. I think the strength coach got a job as a head coach. I do think the equipment room assistant got a job as a head equipment guy.
Even if you're a young offensive play caller who once met Sean McVay, you got a job.
You got a job. I do think it is interesting in the case that after this season, Jared Goff will be up for a $100 to $150 million extension, and maybe, just maybe.
You've planted those nefarious seeds.
I have planted those nefarious
saying
seeds.
Saying that the Rams are not in love with Goff.
The big, sturdy body of Blake Bortles and his square, prodigious jaw.
I guess it's okay to be negative about Goff.
I'm not being negative about him.
Well, to say that somebody's coming to take his sorry-ass job.
Maybe he just needs a little push. Maybe he just needs a little competition.
I don't think
a little fire.
Goff doesn't want that
fire. That's
what
he needs.
Goff will say, look what I did. I made the Pro Bowl. Look at me. I'm Goff. I took him to the Super Bowl.
And you know what Bortles is going to say? Hey, guys, check it out. I got this sweet DVD of the Super Bowl. Let's put it in and watch it and see how that looks.
Hey, you never made it, Bortles. That's what Goff will say.
He'll say, yeah.
How did it go in that Patriots game, Bortles? And don't blame the coaches.
He'll say, don't put that on me.
Oh, please.
I threw for 250 and two touchdowns, no picks. That's what I did in that game.
Hey, I'm all
That's
for
what I did against the Patriots, Goff. What did you do against them?
I'm all for Goff losing his job. I don't care. But you're the one that's negative.
You're
it.
Negative.
Yeah,
negative.
I'm happy being negative.
Jeez.
I don't run around telling everybody how positive I am.
I am positive.
Crap all over Goff.
Who wants a towel?
Poor guy.
Positive.
All right, song of the day. Oh, somebody did their knees.
Hey, caught that in the middle.
La Iguana is our song of the day from traditional Irish folk band The Chieftains. Featuring Mexican singer, songwriter, and actress Lila Down Sanchez. A nice fusion of Irish-Mexican music for our Leprechauno Live Petros and Money Show broadcast remote from El Torito's in the city of Orange, where you'll have a chance to win Dodger tickets and a 50-inch Westinghouse television before we send it over to Staples Center for Clippers basketball versus the Pacers of Indiana. And that's where Adam Oslin will have Clippers Countdown coming up this evening at 6:30.
Pace it out. Thank you, Ronnie. We'll be right back with Steve Lavin. In our first hour, we had Jared Weaver and Mark Gubazov celebrating Mike Trout. Kershaw starts the season on the injured reserve. It's all positive, though.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Get out to Colorado. We're good. That start.
And Goff's like, I love that they're bringing in this guy who kind of wants to start over me. This is great.
Former number 3 overall pick.
I embrace the competition. We'll be right back with more PMS with Steve Lavin on your sorry-ass bracket. Greetings, El Torito and the city of Orange and all other PMS listeners. We are live at that very El Torito and the city of Orange for Leprechauno. Happy between St. Patrick's Day and Cinco de Mayo. The Petros and Money Show is on the air and happy to be here. Thank you to Barry's Tickets and Westinghouse and our dear friends at El Torito for having us today. We have giveaways and wonderful things still to come, including David Vasse with an update on Clayton Kershaw's health, not to mention the great Jonah Carey with more info on the great Mike Trout. We're just really sad we lost that soundbite of Mike Socia comparing him to Mickey Mantle so many years ago. But joining us right now, live, I heard Tulsa, but he might be somewhere different than that.
We'll find out right now.
He's calling games for TNT in the tournament. You see him on FS1 and Fox. You remember him from Chapman, UCLA, St. John's, and just being an overall great guy. It's Steve Lavin joining us on the Chevy Silverado Celebrity Hotline, getting ready to talk tourney. What's cracking, Coach? How are you?
Great to be with you, fellows. No better time of the year. March
Darn
Madness,
right.
Like all of us, getting the brackets ready, handicapping, trying to figure out how this wacky March Madness is all going to turn out.
Well, we got one team here in Southern California, Coach, to kind of hang our hat on. That would be UC Irvine.
Yeah.
Seems like some folks are excited about their prospects. I mean, 116 in a row going in, 30 total wins on the season. Not speaking specifically to that matchup against Kansas State, but I guess to some of these smaller conference, maybe more veteran-laden teams and what kind of shot they have at some of the bigger, powerful Power 5 conferences like a Kansas State and how you go about getting a win in a 13-4 matchup like that.
Well, I think this is a year we may see more upsets than any previous year because there aren't the dominant teams of years past. If you put Duke aside, because obviously Zion Williamson or R.J. Barrett, their group is a cut above in any era of the current Duke team would be competitive with Jerry Tarkanian's great UNLV team,
wow,
some of Mike Krzyzewski's prior teams, or even some of Dean Smith's great teams, Michigan Fab Five, UCLA's 95 team. I mean, go through the past three decades, I think this Duke team could compete. Doesn't mean they'd beat them, not necessarily, but in a one-and-done scenario, because Zion Williamson is that good, I think they're comparable to the teams we've seen through the decades that had great success. And Kentucky had put Rick Pitino's teams in that mix as well. UConn, Kentucky, Michigan State, so many great programs through the years. But take them, put them aside. After that, it gets really interesting. I mean, is there a gap between Tennessee and Gonzaga and Virginia and Kentucky? I don't think so. So if Zion Williamson is a full strength, yes, Duke, the clear favorite, but it's not a best of seven. It's a one-and-done scenario, single elimination game format. And so I think it's one of those up for grabs. And yet with that said, I personally feel the Final Four will be made up of ones and twos, which is more of a chalk type of scenario. But some of these teams will upset in the first weekend. I think we will see senior-laden, mid-major teams that shoot the ball well, that are well-coached, like a Belmont by Rick Byrd, an excellent coach who's been to the tournament on a regular basis. And Wofford, they've got seniors. They've got a backcourt that's experienced, and they're well-coached. And they can shoot the heck out of the ball. Actually, they're the best three-point shooting team in the entire NCAA field. We know about Ja Morant. I'm probably not pronouncing his name right. It's very fancy in French. But we love his game and probably a top five pick. And Murray State, a program that through the years, the Racers have upset teams. And don't be surprised if they don't advance a couple rounds. And Russ Turner at UC Irvine, a great coach. I think he'll probably move up this year into one of the power conferences, and if they can win a game or two, that increases the odds of him getting a job somewhere in the country in a power conference, because he's an excellent coach with great pedigree and background. And Irvine has been to the tournament before, and a couple years they lost in the conference tournament. They had outstanding seasons, but it was a one-bid league, or he would have been in the NCAAs, you know, four or five times at this point in his career.
Coach is someone who knows the pride of the Pac-12, the competitiveness of the Pac-12, the history in that conference. We thought maybe if Washington, you know, won the tournament, they might be a one-bid conference. Instead, they get three. Oregon looks like they've kind of rediscovered a little something. What can you say about these last couple, let's say, 3-4 years of Pac-12 basketball and why they've fallen off? Perhaps kind of as much as they have, and we're talking about waiting until the last day to figure out if we're getting two or three teams in instead of seven or eight like the Big Ten.
Well, I think number one, the Pac-12 has to be pleased with the way things fell out. Even though Arizona State's playing in the first four in Dayton, at the end of the day, they have an opportunity to advance if they can get past St. John's and their team. They could win a couple games in the tournament. Washington, from really start to finish, has been a consistent team. Naturally, they would have liked to close out against Oregon in the regular season and in the Pac-12 tournament. But they're a team with their zone defense that could upset some people, and Mike Hopkins done an excellent job. And Dana Altman closing, as he so often has, a gift. They had injuries early. They had some tough losses. They're closer to full strength. They still don't have Bol Bol, but he made the adjustment. That's what good coaches do. And he closed to the finish line with momentum. And they're playing the best basketball of the year. And he's one of the better coaches in the country in terms of whatever adversity on the court, off the court, he deals with, whether it's injuries or investigations or just a number of issues they've had through the years. And yet one consistency in Dana Altman's approach is they find a way to get to the postseason and play their best basketball late in the year. And that's a sign of a great coach. So while it's not a great year for the Pac-12, the fact they have three teams in, given I thought for much of the year people were looking at one team being a one-bid league, I think they're moving in the right direction. And I think they'll get through this difficult time. We talked about it before, I think a couple weeks back with you guys. It's cyclical, and this was a down cycle in football and basketball for the Pac-12. But as you guys know, tradition, heritage, you guys are alums of the Pac-12 conference, or what used to be the Pac-10 conference, and all the elements are there in terms of facilities and commitment and coaching and talent in terms of geographically being located in the area where you can secure great talent for football and basketball and every sport for that matter. So the Pac-12 right now has gone through some struggles, but that may inform a better way like a metaphor for life. We learn sometimes. We examine things because things aren't going well, and as a result, we reinvent, regenerate, and we elevate the level from where we're currently at. So I'm still bold on the Pac-12, and I admit I'm biased and prejudiced, having worked in the league for 12 years at UCLA and covered the league for 11 years as well as a broadcaster. I think we'll be fine, but right now this has been a tough time.
There's no doubt that it has been, but Gonzaga is enjoying a long renaissance under Mark Few. Is this the year they really get there? Is this the year can they win it all this year, Coach?
You know, I think they do have their best chance when you look at Norvell and Perkins in the backcourt. They're steady guards. Brandon Clark might be their best overall talent in terms of the next level prospect. Hachimura, the versatility to beat you both inside and out with his size, the fluidity, the intelligence he plays the game with, very tough matchup for opposing teams. And Mark Few's got himself in position to win a national title. But while the West is the most favorable region in the country, I think the East is the most challenging region, and we can get into that later. The West is the most favorable, but also I think John Beilein and the Michigan Wolverines are in good position to possibly punch through to the Final Four. If you're Gonzaga fan, you don't want to see that. I even think Syracuse is the most dangerous number 8 seed in the bracket with that 2-3 zone, and Jim Boeheim, who has navigated this time of the year as well as anybody in terms of the active coaches in the bracket. You've got to put them right up there with the number of Final Fours and national title under his belt. And, coming in as an 8 seed, as an underdog, they're playing with house money, probably playing loose, and that would be a game that concerns me if I'm a Gonzaga fan. But I do think Gonzaga on paper is better than Syracuse, but facing that zone with a quick turnaround from the first round game to the second round game, no easy task. I think Michigan State dealt with that last year when they got knocked out as the 1 seed when they had Bridges and Jackson, and this group of Spartans that are back again as the 2 seed in the NCAA tournament. So, but I do like the personnel, and of course Mark Few, in terms of active coaches, actually has the highest winning percentage of any. Now, the skeptics could say, well, yeah, he's in the West Coast Conference. It's not a Power 5 conference, but when you have the type of dominance he has, and you've kept it at that elite level and now punched through to a Final Four and looking for the national title, you got to tip your hat to Mark Few and Gonzaga.
Great stuff. As always, friend of the show. He'll be on the call throughout the tournament. First four already underway. Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View playing for one of those 16 seeds as things get underway in full starting on Thursday. Coach, we know you're busy. We always appreciate it. Some great nuggets there for folks filling out their brackets, getting ready for all those office and family pools around the nation. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, fellas, we'll do it again. Take care.
There he goes. Check him out on TNT, TBS, True TV, all your tournament launching pads. As the Petros and Money Show continues. Take a little break, involve the crowd, talk about Leprechauno, get right back to it with the top story of the day. Jonah Carey, David Vassay, headed toward the Clippers versus Pacers at 6:30. Live from El Torito, and the giveaways are still blowing people away with their generosity in nature. We're very generous.
Very. Well, there is still time as we are broadcasting live at the El Torito in Orange.
Yeah.
Right up the 22 at City Drive. We'll be here for another hour and a half. Now, we have already, full disclosure, we have already given away all the tickets.
All the tickets are gone.
Dodgers-Angels game on July 24th, courtesy of
Barry.
Barry'sTickets.com those 100 tickets. They have already been spoken for. However, you get down here, you get yourself a raffle ticket. We're still giving away four tickets, a four-pack of tickets to Dodgers opening day a week from Thursday. Not 2 weeks. 1 week from Thursday. I believe it's the Diamondbacks they'll be taking on. And we are giving 50-inch smart 4K Ultra HD TV HDR Android TV from Westinghouse. And a pair of 10.5. Last pair we got left, Petros and Money Vans.
You can go over to the van store here at the outlets at Orange, and you ain't going to find that pair of 10.5s.
No.
Or any Petros and Money shoes. Only here through the raffle.
One pair. So, no reason for you not to come here, especially because it's happy hour right now.
Yeah, we're having
$4
a great time.
Is what they got going. Tacos, margaritas, other food and drink specials. It starts at 3 p.m. every day here at El Torito.
We're 2 hours in. We're going strong.
Great time.
We're like a train headed off a, well, We're going great.
Headed to the next station.
That's the truth.
That's what we are like.
And a big thank you to all of our friends who have hung in for the last 2 hours. I see some of your faces.
Yeah.
Growing ever extremely inebriated. But, Matt, it's time for a couple textosos to talk about Leprechauno.
Happy Leprechauno.
That's right.
Merry Leprechauno.
Here's a question. Are lepers welcome at Leprechauno?
Of course.
All lepers are welcome. Leprosy is very treatable in 2019. Nobody here should ever die of leprosy.
Unless you're an anti-vaxxer, yeah, then leprosy's coming for you,
man. If you
die
of leprosy, you probably...
Here comes leprosy right to your head.
Christian scientists like Jim Henson or something, or Tommy Vardell. But other than that, leprosy is not going to kill you. So we'll take you, as long as you don't have a disease that's going to kill the rest of the listeners.
Just, you know, please don't be upset if it's a fist bump and not a handshake.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's the only thing. I mean, I may just give you a little
You stick
little,
your finger
up?
In your marg to stir it around and it falls off.
Maybe I'll give you a head nod, the what's up head nod.
Now, here's the hater stuff we get from Dodger fans just coming down here.
Sold out to
and
Chevy.
Trying to give the Angels a little bit of a shuffle for, you know, for their trouble.
Hey, we're in Orange. Close proximity to Angel Stadium. It's right up the road.
Well,
what the hell?
Big deal?
What's the big deal? It's Mike a great Trout, day for them.
Mike Trout signs today. We're all excited, but this is the kind of hate we get. Look at this. Crossing my fingers that because of this show, the Dodgers put you guys in lot G for opening day.
Now, that's really mean.
Now, usually on opening day, we're right on the field. There.
We get yelled at
right
by the head
dirt.
Groundskeeper for stepping on the grass.
That's
how close we are.
Right on the Dodger bullpen. We can smell the gum in the mouth of Rich Hill.
Right.
But now.
And the cologne on David Vasse.
Yeah, and now they're alleging that we might be relegated
to the
parking
lot. That's not going to happen. We got David Vasse coming on to celebrate all the great things happening around the Dodgers today. What are some of the things we're going to talk about with him? Because things are going great for the Dodgers, right, P?
Kershaw's starting the season on the IL.
Oh.
The injured list.
Well, what about Walker Buehler? Guy was dominant the postseason last year.
He's hurt. But look at this hatred from Dodger fans. Look at how people are. We can't just all be friends together. God, we don't have to listen to how great Trout is anymore from Socia. How about celebrating how Trout has guaranteed himself a vacation every October and watching the postseason the next 12 years from his couch? Wow.
Oh, look at that.
Hey. That's a textoso. But you see how the avarice can grow among some of the people of the Ciudad, even if it's, you know, the same race. One Peruvian man might hate another Peruvian man because one is an Angel fan with the Serafinas and one loves the Dodgers. And how do we go forward like that? Look at this hatred, Matt.
You're
and you want to be positive?
Peruvians need to band together regardless of their baseball affiliation. Is that what my takeaway is from that?
I'm saying that everybody's got
What about the Bolivians?
Well, for me, the Bolivians, no. No one can get along with them. But for me, I think it's imperative that everybody get behind us.
What about the Uruguayans?
Everybody. Uruguay. Everybody behind us. The Petroso Money Show. I don't care if you all hate each other.
Chileans?
But here at Great Sports Talk, just know that we will support whatever's happening in the moment and immediately discard it when it's over. We have no
Well, that's what we do.
Pride or faith.
And we got to do 4 hours every day.
That's
you can't
right.
do this.
No.
I can do what you do.
But you can't do what
you
we
can't do.
Do
what we do.
Especially not half drunk. Coming up next,
Darn right.
we're going to take another shot.
What's in that schooner?
We're going to do the top story of the day.
What is that?
Night Train. And
Sweet.
Then Jonah Carey and David Vasse, and then Clippers Pacers. Petros and Money live from El Torito. More to come.
Indeed.